Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The day before Christmas and all through the house, a few mice around. I think I can rib all the mice that are in my house. Meredith is going downstairs in the basement where all the Christmas decorations that she brought were, and she found a mouse in one of them, and she went,
Oh no,
please. So anyway, today is the day before the night before Christmas. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, we all wish you a many merry moments. Merry moment, but you got to have lots of merry moments. Our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, how many Christmas cards did you send out this year? I got sort of a thing about that when I was talking about the post office. To bring closure to that, let's see, 16% of you said less than 10, 15% said between 25 and 50, 14% said between 10 and 25. Let's see here. 13% said I haven't sent any out yet. 28% said I'm not sending any this year. 11% said over 50. I think I mailed about 25 or so yesterday. It's the thought that counts. Isn't that what they always say? It's the thought that counts. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. How far are you traveling for Christmas? A, across the country. B, about 1,000 miles. C, between 500 and 1,000 miles. D, between 100 and 500 miles. E, less than 100 miles. F, I'm not going anywhere. Well, in my case, so Kenny, you're staying home, right?
Yeah, we'll go over to my mother-in-law's, so I might be going 15 miles.
15 miles, okay, so that's kind of cool. It's easy, and the driving will be good. There's not much, a lot of traffic yesterday. I'm driving around on the usual culprits. 405 yesterday was a mess. I got Meredith to the airport just in time to get on her plane, and, you know, you just... You know, to expect. We just want to spend a little more time with Megan in the hospital. But in general, around here, the traveling is as it usually is. I remember last year, I think I was here on Christmas Day last year, and it was much easier to get around because everybody's gone by that point. But today, everybody wants to travel and get where they're going. Busy travel day at the airports. Because of the weather, there's a lot of dangerous traveling because of the storms in the east. Let's see, southern Mississippi, for example. I think yesterday we were talking about how warm it was, and you know, the simple explanation of what happens when a warm air mass collides with a cold air mass, you have really serious problems.
It's a mess.
And the mess that is, thank you, Jennifer. I'm happy to have you.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
And so anyway, they're clearing rubble today, restoring power lines because of the tornado system, killing four people, packed an emergency room with dozens of injured people. The whirlwinds isolated near the Louisiana-Mississippi line. Across the country, though, rough weather, hundreds of miles of roads are filled with heavy snow. Actually, in a corridor from the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes through tonight, and then tomorrow, by late in the day, things will probably clear out. For those of you who are traveling, you may have to wait. Either you go, well, if you go now, it's still going to be kind of messy. And if you, you know, maybe you'll postpone Christmas till Friday, right? Christmas isn't the day so much as the spirit that surrounds it. And I will tell you, Jennifer, I'm very happy to hear you and happy to have Kenny with me. Richie,
I'm happy to be heard.
Yes, I'm not surprised. So when I think about traveling, I'm going to get on a plane this afternoon, go back to the East Coast, and supposedly I'll be flying into 40-50 mile an hour winds and rain, but the temperature is going to be 61 degrees today.
That is so warm.
It is. Well, but
I mean, that's going to be LA tomorrow.
Yeah, right, exactly. But it was 81 here yesterday, Jennifer. Have a round of applause for that.
I know, you timed it right.
Yeah, I did. I did a nice... My daughter timed it right in terms of having her baby. So, and by the way, again, thank you. Kenny, what do you have for posting? I don't want to not acknowledge the people who have been nice enough to send along greetings. Great Christmas present with my daughter having her son, Miles Stephen Fisher. And as I said, we'll have some pictures probably to put up a few of them on the Facebook page later on. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. What do we have for comments? I just want to acknowledge the people that were nice enough to send a nice congratulatory note along.
Let me see. Sharon says, congratulations, Grandpa. Life as you know it will never be the same. Guy will own your heart.
He already does. He is the sweetest, cutest little thing. We all say that about our children and our grandchildren. This is a little being that looks a lot like his mother did when she was born, actually. But he was wrestling around. And Megan was telling me yesterday he was having dreams.
Oh,
and I'm trying to
so
think,
cute.
What the heck is a...
He's like, put me back
old
in.
Baby. What's a one-year-old
It was warmer
baby?
Inside.
What does a one-day-old have to dream about? Well, he was moving around
probably
a
the
bit.
Stock market, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the usual
Joan Rivers,
stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
right,
did you have you held him yet?
I have, in fact.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, and there's a picture floating around of that someplace, which we'll try to post. So what else, Kenny, have you got?
Sandy says, congrats. The best is yet to come. Enjoy yep. and love to all.
Yeah, thank you.
Nancy says, congrats to you and family. Being grandparent is worth growing older.
Really? Nobody told me that. Where do I write that down? Let me write that down someplace. I started talking about this. Meredith got me this wonderful book about grandparenting and kind of what, you know, what goes into it. I don't know because I haven't been a grandparent before. But the things that you want to tell your grandchild or maybe the record, you write down little notes of things that you remember, that sort of thing. And my my grandfather, I'm trying to remember, it was back in the late 60s, early 70s, because he died in the early 70s, gave us all silver dollars. I don't know how many of you have ever either owned silver dollars.
Yes,
or gave them.
That was the big thing.
Yeah, it was a big thing.
And I also found, you know what my mom gave me not too long ago?
What?
She's like, here, this is yours. And I'm like, what is it? It's like a little envelope. It had savings bonds in it from, like,
oh,
somebody
really?
Gave it to me when I was a baby. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I remember those too, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
Remember cashing them in and being so disappointed.
I know, and they're like $100
more.
And you're like, oh, geez.
Anyway, so my grandfather would find these silver dollars, and he gave them to us to give to our children, and I couldn't find them for the longest time. And as it happened, because I'm cleaning up everything in my life and in my house, going through a lot of things, I found these silver dollars, or at least some of them. I didn't find them all, but I found some of them. So I gave Megan and Brendan theirs for Christmas, and the note is obviously to, because my grandfather passed them along to me, we passed them along to our children so they can give them to their children, and therefore the grandparenting, that was my official putting into first gear of being a grandparent, I think, in essence. So all those little things, little keepsakes, are something that you can really remember. And so we were talking about what it is that I would be comfortable with, and I finally, we've gone through all kinds of stuff. I think we told a couple of the stories on the air about the Bonanza episode. So Ma and Pa, I said, how about we get called Ma and Pa? And she looked at me, and that was enough to know that wouldn't work. So I've come up with Gramps. I think I like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mover and a shaker.
What do you think? Gramps. I don't like Grandpa. I
told you what I like. I like G.
G. Well, you know what?
Yo,
in essence, he's going to call me whatever he wants to call me.
Yeah, it's
going to
be dictated by whatever,
right.
Yep. Or exactly. How he mispronounces your name. Or.
Yeah, right, exactly. Grandpa Doodly.
Yeah. That's how, look, I named all my grandparents. I called them Mima because I couldn't say grandma. And then I had Ba. It was my other grandma. And it stuck. And people would call them that. That's what's funny. Your identity changes because your grandson will name you.
Mm-hmm. Coming up in a moment, what Bill Cosby, one of his daughters, says, in fact, about her father. That's next, 15 past the hour. This is the day before Christmas on Good Day.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded to take off from an aircraft carrier, 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up, and you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162 to learn how you can make a difference doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
So much has changed since GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with GEICO, we always had good car insurance.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor in every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get deals in first quality flooring for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Choose from over 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, over 70 styles of bamboo, and over 80 styles of laminate from just 35 cents. And save even more on liquidation closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. And don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
X7's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. President George H.W. Bush, father of the 43rd President of the United States and maybe father of the 45th President of the United States, depending how the numbers come out. Hospitalized with a bit of bronchitis, experiencing shortness of breath, that sort of thing.
I should have gone with him. Take me with you, Mr. President. I
mean, he's 90 years old. I'm not sure this is anything other than precautionary, but he doesn't. I've seen pictures of him lately, not much video. He doesn't look good. He doesn't look like.
He's 90, first of all.
Well, 90 can look in good shape, but he's had.
I think he's done pretty well. Here's a guy who jumped out of a plane 2 years ago.
Exactly. Fine. Yeah. No. Well, I think that under the circumstances, though, you'd like to see him. Maybe that's the better way of putting it. Hale and Hardy. I happen to have liked him, frankly. All right. So, Evan Cosby is 38. She is the daughter, one of four, defending her father. In a statement, she said, "The Cosby Show was my TV reality show, and it is him who is the father you thought you knew." I think that means that he was as he was. Does that make sense? I'm reading what she said, and I think I get out of it that her father was Dr. Huxtable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Would you get that out of it?
That's what I'd get.
She said, "Rape is a very serious allegation. It's supposed to be taken very seriously, but so is falsely accusing someone. When somebody rapes a person, they go to prison. That should also happen to the person that has wrongfully accused an innocent victim. They're not only destroying innocent people's lives, they're also making it hard for the men and women to find justice when, in fact, they have been aggrieved." So you get the picture of the 15 women or so that have accused him of drugging and sexually assaulting them, and then you have the people in the family that are standing up for him as well you would expect them to do. Meanwhile, his career continues to spiral. I figure he's about done. So, anyway, that's the update on that. Jennifer, in the next half hour, tells us what the best last-minute wines are going to be.
Any.
And good news for those of you who are thinking about the price of a barrel of oil, 21 after the hour.
up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're going to love this one. Christmas One Hit Wonder Contest.
Now you children better watch your P's and Q's. Hang up your clothes and clean up your room. Do everything that you're supposed to do.
Because Santa Claus is watching you.
All right. One Hit Wonder Time. This is an artist that was so well known, had all kinds of successes, but only one Christmas hit. Success in other areas, yes. Success at Christmas, this is it. So if you know who this is, 888-302-3684. We'll send you a certificate for a whole Good Day turkey. You can choose any brand at any store you want. The coupons come from gthankyou.com. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. for helping make this happen for us. Thank you. Santa Claus is watching you. Who's the singer? 888-302-3684 for the turkey. This is a man primarily known for his novelty songs. I think if you listen to this for a moment, you get that drip. Crank it up, Kara, there for a sec. Alright, so.
Over the trees, over the fences, through the sky.
What is interesting about this fellow is he had several serious pop hits and country hits, Kenny. Two of them won Grammy Awards, as a matter of fact. So he could do both sides. He did the silly stuff and did the serious stuff. He was a regular on the Andy Williams Show before he had his own variety show in the early 70s. Didn't last long. Clyde, an animal that shows up in this song and other novelty songs that he's done, was named after Clyde McFadder, one of the original Drifters. Later, he named his record label Clyde Records. So, who is this? One more time. Go around there, Kara.
What have you got in your big bag for all the kiddies this year, Santa?
Say, I've got apples and oranges.
I've never heard this.
You never have?
Ever.
Really?
1,000 comic books and a do-it-yourself guitar tour.
Culturally deprived.
By 10 colorful toys, bold diddly, suitable for framing. Yes. And with that, leaping on his sled and laying his finger side of his nose, he pulled back on the reins, cracked the whip and took off like the first stage of a Cape Canaveral rocket, headed straight for the ice and snowy regions of the North Pole, which is habitated and abounding in polar bears and penguins.
out of sight. On dashing, dancing, dancing, Vixen, Common, Cuban, Donovan, Blitzen, and Bruce, and Marvin. On Clyde, and Clyde say, put your camouflage. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I think giving away a turkey to identify this song is appropriate, frankly.
Yeah.
8-8-3-0-2. All right, let's get the buzz from Buzz. Buzz, where are you?
In Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona. Hey. I've spoken to you before.
Yeah, we spoke once before.
Did you win something?
Yeah.
TV? All right, hold on just a second. I want to see where if I find somebody I haven't talked to before. Tim, where are you?
I'm in Monroe, Louisiana.
All right, have I ever spoken to you before?
No, sir.
Never. All right. No. You get the opportunity of a lifetime here to win a turkey for a turkey. What's the name of this artist?
I would say Ray Stevens.
Ray Stevens.
Yes,
is
sir.
The artist. Yes, that is correct. What did you like most about, if you go back over his career, thinking about some of the things, what do you like best about things that you've heard from him over the years?
He was really one of the first ones when Ahab, the Arab, and all that kind of stuff, early to mid-60s, whenever I was pre-teens, and he was the first one that I would hear.
Yeah,
it would authorize being goofy.
Yeah, just silly, goofy, fun stuff. All right, so with that, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll send you a turkey. Hold on a second. Thanks. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. I know this may sound silly, but have you ever considered eating a Christmas tree? No, me neither. But believe it or not, someone once sent me a warning label they found on a Christmas tree that actually said, "Caution, not for human consumption." As the creator of the annual Wacky Warning Label Contest, I see a lot of unusual labels like that every year, especially during the holidays. You may have seen some too, like the label on a scooter that someone got as a gift. It's that little silver scooter you've probably seen in your neighborhood. Well, it has a label on it that warns, "This product moves when used." Let's be fair, these warnings are silly, but sometimes they're worth $1,000. That's right. Each year, the Center for America awards prizes to the people who find the wackiest warning labels in America, and the grand prize is $1,000. So this holiday season, be sure to keep an eye out for outrageous, common-sense warning labels. To enter our contest, visit our website at centerforamerica.org. And from all of us at the Center for America, happy holidays.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Stephen, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horner here to help us celebrate the day before Christmas.
Yay!
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama and her kerchief and I and my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash to open the shutters and throw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a small little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it had to be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and he shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each small hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his toe. His clothes were all tarnished and covered with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll small mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke had encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a small round belly. It shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose, giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." So.
I love that. You do it every year, and I love it.
Yep. The poem by Clement C. Moore, published on this date anonymously in 1823 in the Troy, New York Sentinel. He had written it on Christmas Eve the year before, and it sort of took a circuitous route to get to the paper. Story has it that Moore wrote the poem inspired by the bells on the sleigh in which he was riding as the jolly driver of the sleigh was going through the new snow on the streets of New York the year before. He was running a last-minute errand for his wife, and he read the words as he thought of them to his six children as they sat in front of the fireplace where the stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were so delighted with the images of this miniature sleigh and the eight tiny reindeer that they were the ones who saved the poem. They showed it to a couple of family friends, including a person who was the editor of this Troy newspaper. The lady's name was Harriet Butler. And she took the poem, and unbeknownst to Moore, who never intended to publish the poem because it was for his children, it showed up in the newspaper. And then, because people started reading it up in the Albany area, and young people were captivated by it. Remember, this is 1837. Well, actually, 1823 was when he wrote it. It was published first in 1824, but it made it into a book of poetry, the New York Book of Poetry, in 1837, because it had been popularized over that 10, 12-year period. There apparently is some connection to the old Knickerbocker history, which Mr. Moore had written, had read. And so he put it together with some other things that he had read. There's an Episcopalian rendering of part of this that is translated into "more rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name," etc. So if you believe in Christmas, that's a pretty good way to do it. And yes, Jennifer, you are right. I have read, I've read this pretty much every Christmas since I have been doing radio programs on Christmas, mm-hmm. which will be, I think in the beginning when I wasn't working for myself, I think I started doing Christmas programs in 1991, Christmas of 91 or 92. So that would be 23 years I've been doing the live Christmas presents, in my 23rd year of doing it. And every year I have done that. And let's see. Oh, the Virginia.
Oh, yes, Virginia. Yes, Virginia, yeah.
Yeah, so that's for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We save that for tomorrow and some other special things, too. So kind of mixing and matching today, mostly good news. And I thought it would be appropriate for Jennifer to help us with wines.
I'd love to.
She is a sommelier,
I like it when you call me a sommelier.
A sommelier.
Or a sommelier, but you say it cuter, I think.
Well, you and your father are well known in the wine community, as I certainly heard from Joel Fisher, who is the other grandfather of my daughter.
Small world, isn't it?
It is.
That I know world. The other grandpa, too.
Yeah, and he every time I see him, he says, "Oh, Jennifer and Mike were going to call me, and I haven't heard from him yet."
Really?
Yeah.
No.
All right, so. Bottles. If I said to name for us a no-fail bottle to put a bow on, and the inspiration of this, by the way, yesterday when I was going up to the hospital, it was mid-afternoon, I think, and there was a woman pushing, she's at the Ronald Reagan Hospital over at UCLA, so there's a woman pushing in this big cart that has four or five cases of wine. and she goes to the elevator, and we're going up to the fifth
floor. To the hospital? That's disheartening.
Right. No, but
I don't want surgery today.
Well, I said, gee, this is wonderful. Were you giving these away? And she said, yeah. And I said, oh, who are they from? She said, the director of surgery in the pediatric unit, sending these bottles to all the people on the staff.
That's cool.
So there were probably 40, 50 bottles of what appeared to be. I said, is this a good wine? Because I don't know what a good wine is. It was somebody like Nicholas somebody or other.
The famous Nicholas somebody or other wine.
It was rosé anyway.
Oh, really?
So, yep. Anyway. So
interesting choice.
Give us 4 or 5 no fail bottles of wine to put a bow on today.
Let me ask you this: red or white?
I don't listen. You're asking me.
How much do you want to spend?
I don't know. What's a good bottle of wine? $30, $40, $50?
Yeah, a good bottle of wine. Okay, so if you want to impress somebody here, I'll break it by price. How about that?
Okay. All right.
If you want to impress somebody, a Kosta Browne Pinot Noir would be excellent. A William Sellium Pinot Noir would be good. A Pizzoni Pinot Noir would be great. If you want to spend just about $30 a bottle for an excellent bottle of wine, Bialy Black Chicken Zinfandel is probably my favorite wine.
Really?
Silver Oak Cab, if you want to spend up a little money, pretty good. And then if you want to do white, St. Supri is great. Probably my favorite white right now, a Tobin James would be awesome. And those are all, a little higher end, so $30 plus. Mm-hmm. If you want to do some like grocery store wine, if you're looking for a last minute, a little bit of a gift or a hostess gift, I always like Bogle. Bogle's Zinfandel is really, really good. It's always solid. Robert Mondavi is always a solid choice. So, yeah, that helps you out. Those are some brands that I'd look for at the grocery store. As far as sparkling goes, because sparkling can be kind of gross. I do, too. Sparkling can be a little too sweet. I like Freixenet, and it's like $7 a bottle. It's the one in the black bottle. It's cava instead of champagne, and it's delicious.
Really? Cava. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's the trick is that, champagne, if it's called champagne, has to come from the Champagne region of France.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cava is the Spanish version of that.
Right.
And I think it's delicious. It's $8. You can get it in varying degrees of sweetness. I always get the extra brut, and it's really good.
All right. So not knowing anything about this.
Did you write that down?
Well, I was thinking you might post it on your Facebook page.
Oh, sure.
Our Facebook page.
And if you have any, here's another rule that I can help you out with. Mm-hmm. If you're preparing the big holiday meal and you want to know what kind of wine to pair, it's really hard to pair a wine with all those different flavors. Mm-hmm. Go for a Pinot Noir or a sparkling or a champagne and you won't go wrong.
Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la, libations. Win.
Are good.
All right, 17 before the hour. Here's something else that will be a winner for you. The appearance that you present. Not only the holidays, just in general. How are you looking? How do you feel about the way you look? I have a wonderful choice and a wonderful chance for you to get your hair back using a product called Provia. P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is an easy-to-use serum. When you taste it, when you touch it, doesn't feel like water, doesn't feel like oil. It has this really very fine feeling to it. It is made from clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse the pores on your scalp and work against the main cause of hair loss and hair thinning, your pores being plugged. Cleanse them with Provia. The hair, the follicles that are under your scalp will come growing back again, and you'll have your hair. No more thinning hair, no more hair going goodbye, not coming back. Provia, the Provia difference. You'll see it when you call 800-525-8319. It's so simple. If your hair's getting thin, around the part line maybe, you ought to try this. It'll make a difference, and it'll be quick. In the period of a couple of months, you'll see the hair coming back in because you've cleansed the pores and let the hair come back. The hairs can't get through the pores because they're plugged up with those cheap shampoos. So this is a neat idea for yourself. A little late for the holiday gift giving because it won't get to you in time for the holiday, but maybe an idea that you can keep in your mind for yourself or other people that you may know that have thinning hair. 800-525-8319. Take it from me. I've used it with a little crown on my head. It is concentrated, it works fast, and it's going to produce noticeable results. 800-525-8319, direct from the manufacturer. You can still get free express shipping, even though it won't get to you for Christmas. It's still nice to get it quickly, nice to get it fast so it can get to work. So you'll get your hair back. Provia, 800-525-8319. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
All right. I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills.
This is it. This is just the expanded version.
Is it really? Okay.
I like it. We never get to hear this part.
Crank it up, Kara.
Yeah, the whole thing. Switch round and round till half-ass dawn. There was
56. It's pretty cool at the beginning.
It is. All right, Jennifer has Dancing with the Stars news. And
yeah.
Speaking.
Yeah, not much TV news today, but this one just kind of rose to the top. Yeah. This is a bombshell. It's, well, you're going to say, who cares, but.
No, I'm not. I stopped saying
that. Oh, you did? Hashtag who cares? Really? It's over? Yeah. All right. So Dancing with the Stars producer is under investigation by the LAPD for supplying illegal drugs to cast members of the Dancing with the Stars show. What? Those healthy-looking dancers are druggies? Well, yeah, according to Radar Online, which carried the story, it claims that it obtained a copy of text messages between the producer and some of the dancers, which the LAPD are using as part of their ongoing investigation. This goes back as far as December of 2013, where the producer sent a message to one of the dancers which said, quote, I got moon rocks. It's the highest form of Molly, pure crystal. Mm. Apparently, that doesn't leave much to the imagination. Like, there's no code words there. And then in April of this year, a message from a dancer to that producer said, hey, babe, can I get some nose candy from you? Need it tomorrow, if possible. Are these people stupid?
Yes.
I mean, you know the NSA is reading your text messages. North Korea is hacking into everything. And these people really are asking, you know, just directly
actually,
for drugs.
By the way, as an aside here, you didn't hear me talking about this earlier. It now appears that the North Koreans didn't do the hacking.
Right.
It's apparently an inside job. For those of you who don't know the story that has been ongoing, the fact, well, there's two things here. Sony is going to open this movie, The Interview, on 200 screens tomorrow. I'm guessing that after the news has broken, which basically it has over the last 12, 14 hours, that this is an inside job. Somebody in Sony, who obviously was aggrieved for whatever the reason, did the hacking. That appears to be something more and more that is going to prove out to be the real story. So the North Koreans, as they protest, and then how do we, I guess the other side of this is, how do we look? The North Koreans really didn't do it. As much as we don't like them and they're bad guys, we cut off their internet for 9 or 10 hours. Was it yesterday, Kenny, or the day before?
That was allegedly, Ken's right.
Right, okay, yeah, right.
I still think China did that.
Yeah.
China did that.
I don't think we did.
Blame it on us. So maybe is China, is this woman that works for Sony Chinese? You know, Sony is a Japanese company.
I think it was China telling North Korea to sit down and shut up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If they cause trouble with us, we would go over there. China doesn't want us over there.
No.
It's over? All right. So Dancing with the Stars producer is under investigation by the LAPD for supplying illegal drugs to cast members of the Dancing with the Stars show. What? Those healthy-looking dancers are druggies? Well, yeah, according to Radar Online, which carried the story, it claims that it obtained a copy of text messages between the producer and some of the dancers, which the LAPD are using as part of their ongoing investigation. This goes back as far as December of 2013, where the producer sent a message to one of the dancers which said, quote, I got moon rocks. It's the highest form of Molly.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Bedtime. Time for us to understand the best way to take care of your pet during the holiday, whether it's this week or next week or any holiday, actually. The man I know who is the most knowledgeable when it comes to pets anywhere in the country or in the world is Warren Eckstein. He's here every week at this time. Internationally known, expert in every kind of approach you could imagine to understanding why your dog or cat is acting the way he or she is. He's a great animal shrink, as far as that's concerned. I loved it when I had Charlotte in his office one day and playing with some of the toys that were in there. Actually, Charlotte and Frankie, Brendan, my son's dog, and the two of them were tearing it up and having a great time. And he could tell, you know, okay, they go after this toy, that means this, that, or the other thing. So we'll explore that and other things that are particular to holiday treatment, kenneling your dog at the holidays if you're traveling. Is that a good idea or not? We'll find out in a moment. Warren Eckstein here with us on Good Day.
Medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
The American Veterans Center, a nonprofit organization preserving and protecting the oral histories of our veterans, like Major Kurt Lee. Wounded in the Korean War, Major Lee stole a Jeep from a MASH unit to return to the front lines to lead his men. The American Veterans Center records stories like these and catalogs them at the Library of Congress for all Americans. Veterans are the backbone of our country, and their legacy should never be forgotten or rewritten. Please donate generously this month to help preserve our veterans' legacy at AmericanVeteransCenter.com.
Warren Eckstein is here with us on Good Day. Warren, I was looking at something that fascinated me yesterday. I am now a proud grandfather, and my daughter and her husband in the hospital.
Well, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you. And so the dog play on this is they have on their iPad a connection to the kennel where the two dogs are being kept until today. They've been there for a couple of days. So at any time, you can just log on to this website that is the website for the kennel, and you can hit camera live, and it takes you to the area where the dogs are. So I'm sitting there like a bump on a log, just fascinated. My mouth must have been open. I'm sitting here looking at the real live shots of the dogs playing in the yard of this kennel. And thinking to myself, okay, is there any... That's nothing. You can't see. Kennels are using this. And I guess it's a good way for people who put their dogs in a kennel to feel secure or comfortable in that the dogs are here. They are right now. This is what they're doing right now. So is this a trend?
It is a trend. And a lot of people are doing this, not only for kenneling, but even doggy daycare. You know, people are at their office all day long working, and they want to check in and see how their dog is doing playing with other dogs. So, yeah, a lot of boarding facilities, a lot of daycare centers, a lot of kennels are now having those cameras where you can look at your computer or your phone and see your dog from anywhere or your cat from anywhere. I think it's a great idea.
Wow, it is. It's a great idea. It just seems like we can use this sort of technology for anything to do it. I guess when people have home security systems, if their dogs or cats or whatever are home all day long, you get an idea of what's going on with them at home too under the same circumstances, right?
Yeah, not too long ago, I think it was Sony or one of those large companies that contacted me. They wanted to send me this new, real expensive camera equipment that I could pull all over my house and watch my dogs. And it's kind of an interesting idea, but I said, you know what? I know my dogs pretty well. I don't necessarily want to watch them all day long.
Well, I think that brings it around to a question of how, you know, we have these helicopter parents that are all over their children. Is there a danger of the same sort of thing happening to animals, that there is too much attention paid to their every move?
You know, it's an interesting question. There's a term we use in the field called Velcro dogs. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Those are dogs that stay on your side all day long. They don't leave your side. We call them Velcro dogs. There is a time, just like with kids, you know, there are times that dogs just have to be by themselves. So I think very often owners overspend time. So that's a tough thing to say, but overspend time with their dogs. You know, there are times, I want to sound chauvinistic, Doug, there are times that men have to speak to men, times that women have to speak to women, and times that dogs just
dogs
have to be left alone.
Dogs. I don't remember that. Warren Eckstein.com, thepetshow.com, hugsandkisses.com. Always you can find out more about the opportunities that Warren presents to you to take better care of your pets. 59 after the hour.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.